agenda behind everything before we come to a certain point where you want to normalize it or we don't want to normalize it. Because for it to come at a certain table where people have to talk about it, it's because it has been happening somewhere, somehow, and people cannot say anything.
You know, Rudolph, I give you a context to say the reason why Ndonga has to reject, because the liberalism has rejected from the beginning by even Ndonga, you understand? And that is was back then. And even that context was, they just used that word, which I know, even the recent way, when they were trying to coronate the current king now, those elements were also there because there were some people who were trying to involve to meddling in the coronation of the king, blocking. But those elements were, they said, look, Okwajatifo, we can never, Ndonga cannot be ruled by a person who, by a liberal person. You understand why? Because he doesn't understand the value of that society. He might, you understand? Now, and this is where we are saying, when I tell you that the people who brought this, everything, all these things came from the Constitution. And the Constitution are saying, you must question the people who were there. Majority of them, they were young when they left this country. They were in those countries, like even the chairperson on the Kachavi. There are a lot of people who were in America. They went there when they were very, very young. They were exposed. They had been living in those society. And they were exposed to those things. And they see it as normal. Now, coming in and to be in a society, and they have to come to set up a government. They set up a government in the Constitution similar to the society where they were. Mm-hmm. Because they thought that is... But they what they forget is that we have a government here before. We have a state of leadership. Even if it's at a level of a tribal level. That one. But that's what she said, that and people have been exposed. Some of them, they were already maybe already exposed. That's why I said that we have to reject now, as we are speaking right now, we have to reject the liberal leaders in this country right now. Because they are the one who are, because they have been out of the country. I didn't know whether you even have seen the interview of Tata Kuriatevo also. He mentioned it when he was detained. Because the king has to say, no, because this person has been out of the land for too long, he might also have forgotten the culture and tradition and the custom of the society. Let's bring him here so that he'll be here, so that maybe we start.
We'll take you more through.
Yes. That's why I said that. Look, you can never... If you be in a Chinese for maybe 20 years or whatever, you probably start behaving like a Chinese.
Exactly.
If you have been in America for you have been exposed. You might not, because we are not saying every society is have a standard and doesn't have bad things that are happening. Some society, some things are too, like the issue of that marriage in terms of men and men, and then those sexual orientation. To us, it was things that was rejected. You understand? That's why there's no point the way you are saying.
But
no,
before it was rejected, was it normal? What was the motive?
Because it's sandomy. Because sandomy, we didn't only meet it in the Bible. He was also rejected from the beginning. Even whoever who was doing it, he was doing it behind closed doors. This way, it's like Ufusi now. Even like criminal things were rejected in the society. But whoever doing it, you make sure that you are not being coached. Look, this is what we need to understand, that the reason why we have this problem is because of the liberal issues. Now, when you see these people who are running the country now, they are more liberal because the system of governance itself, it's a liberal. It's not ours. It's a franchise system. You understand? Look, you start from the government system, which is democracy. It's a liberal. It's not ours. Because it has elements that has nothing to do with us. In our setting, there was no election. Number two, it's economic system, which is capitalism. Now, it's not ours. We were not capitalists.
Yeah.
No. Neither we were communists. And these are the two ideologies that you people always fighting in the society. And these two, capitalism is a Western thing. And while West Europe, why communism is a West? It's East Europe. Now you come to financial system. We used to use bartering system. Ne? Then you come to banking system. We never, to know, storing a banking system. Because banking system is just paper money and technology that are being used. People are selling numbers like that.
Yeah.
There's nothing of us there. As we are speaking right now, that whoever is running that system, it's running a franchise system. And that it is with those the structure of that franchise system that is accommodating all those liberal mindsets. And they have to sustain it. It's the one that accepted all those things. Not our system. Because we was never either capitalist or we were either a communist. We were Bantu. Then we use Ubuntu system. Now, or capitalist is like Ogambisho ka tokere no garude, ne? Then Omboroto tokere no brain. Omboroto tokere no brain, and none of us. None of those two are ours. Ne? Sashi, we never grow wheat in this country. Nengo muambo. Tatunjo shikwira shizimo mahang. Why we need to fight of bread and white bread when Oshkwira has his mama? Why should we? Why do we need to fight capitalism and communism when that thing has nothing to do with us? Because at the end of the day, we are fighting. That's why I said that. Even the people who were fighting, just imagine you go, for instance, in exile. Even the Jari Kajo, them, you ask them. They were just here fighting to see, apparently to be what now? To eat the white bread. Ne? They were also fighting to water at the political level to be fighting Bantu education. They were also fighting apparently to be recognized in that setting, in that leadership of water or the white. But none of these things they were fighting there. No, that is not their system. Because these people were never fighting to restore the dignity of African Namibians in terms of the structure or national structure, fundamental structure of the society, which was there.
I would like to post this question on you again. Looking at things, looking at how our culture has been and how everything has popped up after, before colonizations, after colonization and so on. At the end of the day, do you view us, the entire world, us as human race, as human being, blacks and whites, Chinese and Caucasians and so on, do you view us as the same person? Because I'm feeling like, or I'm seeing it at the point whereby somebody selling the same picture of everybody being the same people, even though we seems to be goats and sheep. Are we the same? Can we have the same concept and the same understanding and the same way of doing things as blacks, white, Chinese? Are we the same?
Era, when we are the same in terms of humanity,
yeah,
and we do the same interests, and that same interest is like it's a power and security and the Maslow theory of need. You understand? And we are all fighting to survive. Ne? We all have the interest like generation must continue. Ne? Unless us now, Namibians and Black, we are not thinking from that angle. But that is the fundamental. Now, what you need to understand that by nature, from the beginning, every people have settled where they have settled. Ne? Ne? Africa, blacks have been in Africa. Why do they find them wherever they find themselves? But every culture now, every nation, every society has its own culture and tradition. What do you call it? Every people have their own way of doing things. Now, can I give you this example to say, you can be, you have your own house. Ne? Properly, everything is there. Now somebody must come in. Ne? And to claim also a portion to be in that house.
Yeah.
They are money. But later he wants to claim everything, that you must do it your own way. And that person is not even from your own kitchen, even from your family. It's not even from your tribe. Where they go? I guess I thought it. You have blacks here, then you bring in the Indians, then you bring the English, or the Russian, or the Chinese. No. But how come the Chinese cultures, or the English cultures, or the Russian cultures, or the Indian culture dominate, have to be accepted in this? When our culture and what they are not accepted in their country. Ne? Now, and I said from the beginning, look, we, the Russians, our nationalists are like a conservative in society, same as with the Chinese. Indians, to some extent, have to reject, but some of them, they are conservatives. But we are saying, but the Western Europe, which you call like European Union today, they are also nationalists, but they don't want Africans to be nationalists because of competition. They don't want to compete. Because at the moment we are on our own, system of governance, like the Russians, because that's why I said the Western Europe, they don't have any, they are not even have a hand on the natural resources in Russia. Why? Because those people are protected from them. Now, they themselves also doesn't want Africa to have the same system as the Chinese, where we protect our natural resources for our own people. No, they don't want that. That's why they want us to open up, and they bring up a lot of things, a lot of mess that bring divide and rule and confusion. Ne? Now we are in a society, instead of focusing what we need to do, we are here trying to fight between politics. Ne? We are fighting because politics divided us. Now we are here so divided by what you call gender equality issue, men and women. Issue people are fighting. Now we are also being divided worldwide now. By this LGBT, this alphabet community now.
Yeah.
That's what we are considering now.
But the division among ourselves, do we see these things before they take place? And if we see them, why don't we reject them?
Look, that's what I'm saying. We reject them. But who should supposed to reject them on our behalf is the government and leaders. But the problem now, the government leaders, they are liberal, they are part of that. How can they reject the system that feed them, that sustain them? No, they can't. No, that is the system that gives them jobs, fames, money, and everything. That system that you are talking about. And that is the system that projects, that protects that all those anomalies. That's why I'm saying our constitution, that's why I said, look, if you really believe all those things that I mentioned there, they're just there to bring confusion and fight, then there's nothing else left there. But our society now, our leaders who were supposed to protect it, they have. And now we are sitting in this country, apparently, wanted to go. Going where? And that's why I say we are calling to, look, myself, I'm calling to say, no, my dear, we don't need the Natukhara Onleja Jatifo. Natukhara Onleja Jatifo, no, it's enough. Because this is the mess now. Not only the mess from sexual and marriage point of view, they also, this is a mess of even rooting the country. Ne? Corruption is too. And you have seen all those people who are even now there following and campaigning even for a presidential candidate of Swapona. How can we do that? How can we allow these people? going in the public there campaigning while you have this dark crowded hang over you. You already know and see that no, this is no longer a society. No. It's no longer a society.
But what if probably we also because I'm starting to wonder now. Everything that we thought it was normal, everything that one can think of being a normal thing of how things are supposed to be done, one or two are being proved wrong. What if things are not really normal as we think? What if things are supposed to be chaotic as they are? And no one is just probably want to come out and tell the people that, no, however we see things, this is how things are really supposed to be. What if there is no peace and harmony, like how we read it in the books and how somebody tried to emphasize it in the big picture and in the ears of everybody?
Let me tell you, and that's where people need to understand, there was no any democratic country apart from the country who bring democracy themselves. Take an example in Africa. There's no democratic country in Africa that has prospered under that system of that because it's a franchise system. But the owner of the system themselves are progressing. You understand?
Yeah.
They always have upper hand. But those who were made to be part, to grow within that, they never did. They are not growing because it's a franchise system, and I always say. Now, it's like, and here, we are saying, why countries that are not using democracy, they are also progressing? You take the Russian, the Chinese, the Indians now. Even the North Koreans, we always reject them. You can say whatever you want to say them, but they are on their feet. Under those circumstances, it's okay. But when you are given these things, and you are even have to say, no, let's pursue this democracy issues. This flavor, Western flavors now, Western Europe democracy flavor.
Yeah.
Why do we have to pursue it? Where is the normal there? That's why I said that we are only in a system given by the people who are benefiting from the people for what? But when you said, if you believe in reproduction, and the next generation to continue, you understand? Then you have to think, Kucha, if you have the river of crime, people who are committing suicide and killing each other, then you have the issue of abortion. People are even fighting abortion to be recognized. You understand? Then you have the issue of same-sex marriage, and you add the disease and hunger and drought. Do you think mathematically calculated, those who know mathematics, our generation is going to rest for how many years now? Ne? Do not rest 100 years to come. No, that's not a thing. Remember, this country is already now 3 million. Look at how vast this country. But take countries like England. Ne? That's why I said that these things of same-sex marriage, yeah, people never end the abortion issue. People never thought it, not only from a cultural point of view, they never thought it from the population point of view, that the population needs to grow to protect the land. Ne?
But yeah. But my question is, before European comes in, before whatever the agenda is behind these things, it seems like we had an element and a virus of practicing these things, and it was being hidden here and there. Now I'm asking and I'm posting my question. What was the motive? What is our understanding and what is our spirituality among these things, among homosexual, among a father being molested his own kids?
Look,
what was the virus? What was happening? Who was doing what?
Okay, I wanted to see it from two angles, but you remind me if I did not give you the other angle. One angle, if you go in the Bible, sacrifice was a way of doing things, prospering. If you have to prosper, you have to be o mafikiro yambo. Wete peko korodo jaje. Jaje nguya aja faronzi.
Was it Jacob or Isaac?
Yeah, Isaac. O brat sacrifice.
No. It was Abraham.
Yeah. That culture of brat sacrifice has been there. That was the practice in the Bible. That ritual, it's still powerful, it's still working, but it's there. But remember, those with Christian values and who follow Jesus' net teaching, it was ended that day when Jesus put Ngunopaturwa onzi. That it ends. His blood is enough now. There should be no blood sacrifice. And that is where we are standing as a nation, that there will be no blood sacrifice. It's okay. Let's do it the other way. But there are people who have continued with that practice up to today. And these are the people that we have seen now. They even come in the churches and what. They even go to, even those who want to pursue political, career and power and what, even the educated, uneducated, nothing, they know nothing. They go to those things to get those power. But we have been bad from Krishna point of view, which I know it's enough. The blood of that person alone, Jesus, it's enough. That practice was banned by Christianity.
Was it really banned?
It was banned. But those who follow Christian principles, they no longer do it. But for those who begin, they are still following that thing. And that is one thing now to say, why? And I have, even the Bible says, look, opune rejoma uman. Ne? Tashiti, rejoma tashiti, onkuni, okwakunu, a garden. And he put all whatever he wants to put. While he sleep, then the enemy came in and seed and put the seed, the plants that are not needed.
The unwanted.
Now, what does this thing tell us now in the modern Christianity now? That we were just a society as we are, having our own way of doing things and own way of life. Until an enemy who called themselves the East Europe and West Europe came in and planted that seed
with a certain virus.
Yeah, they came in and they planted that seed of democracy and communism. Now our people have to go fight now. Because when you see and you follow properly who was supporting the liberation struggle or even the Boers and our brother here, it was the same people. It's the same people who are supporting what the Western Europe is supporting, apartheid. At the same time, the West Europe also supporting SWAPO, and they are also and the communists, they are also supporting SWAPO. Can't you see? Ne? So paifetere ponone otapukurongone shiki. You have a society. Then you allow and you start now harvesting the crops that were not part of that society. And this is what we are doing now. Ne? The other aspect of Kuchane is why things are happening in this. Is the issue your shike, your survivor. And this is things I said it many times. Ne? Remember Rudolph, I said it many times to say, look, it was a position of economic of survival. To survive economy, you need politics. To need politics, you need military power. Now, it has to start now in a Berlin conference. The Berlin conference, these people have, that's why the reason why the Second World and World War was fought is because of the survival for natural resources. to control the natural resources. Until they came to agree that the natural resources, what they are fighting for, they are outside. They are also in Africa. Now they have to start what you call Itama Kombone, that invasion of Africa. The invasion of Africa was born in the Berlin Conference, when Africa had to be divided. Then it came like that. Now you ask yourself, who was at that table of Berlin Conference? This is what you call today the country that we're in Berlin. This is what you call European Union today. The countries that were sitting, the nation that they were sitting in the Berlin Conference, were what? Is today European Union. Now, you go ahead and say, when Namibia the Boer have to come in Namibia and have to prepare Namibia for independence, who gives that mandate? Apparently, it's a League of Nations. You understand, Rudolf?
Yeah.
Now, or Rudolf of Nations or League of Nations, who are the nation in that table? In that conference over League of Nations, is the same European Union country. These are the same guys who give. But if you ask, was there any Namibian in that meeting?
Nope.
Who agreed to such nonsense?
Not even an African.
Like, in fact, who gives the League of Nations the mandate that Namibia must be ruled by South Africa? Because they treat us as like a subject.
It's a village. It was a village.
Now, when you move out from that, and later people have to go in the liberation struggle, who is supporting the liberation struggle from both sides? As I said it earlier, the British and the Americans have to support the Boers. At the same time, the British and the Americans, they are also supporting Namibia, like the SWAPO, through what? Academic training in making food and shelter and what. That's why the Russian also, they are doing the same. Now, that's where I have even to say, look, if you have to call who is the puppet there from this angle that I just put to you right now? Who are the puppet of who? When you are saying even those that were, the brothers that were working for the apartheid government, police and military and what they are puppet, they didn't want independence. They were supported by these people. But these people were also supported you. So now, why these things are happening? And these are the same people. Who are the same people now pushing this agenda of this homosexual gender equality, all these things and abortion? Who are these? It's the same European Union country and the Americans. Am I wrong? Because you are saying, if we have to say, these things came from who? Even when the first court challenge of this same-sex marriage, the people who have been first bring that thing in the court, they are not even Namibian. But why should our court listen to them?
That the wedding, we have 15 minutes before we wrap up this conversation. I would like also to hear from other listeners and anybody that can take part in this conversation. Can we thank you very much for your time, and thank you very much again for the information and everything that you have shared with us. I want us to share the time with other listeners of what you have taken us through so far in this conversation.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And all right, that was Lazarus Kwedhi. We are talking about how we, I want us to look at how so many things that are abnormal and we are probably trying to make them normal in the society. And as we are assimilating them to be normal, we come up with all the reasons and all the logical arguments to accept these things and to make them as they are, as they can be accepted in the society. How is it, are we looking at these things in a bigger picture? And I'm not so sure. I'm looking at it like we are probably, they are being looked at in a bigger picture. But is it normal? Is it normal? Why are we accepting it? Don't we have a choice, or don't we have any move that we should make? Because I'm wondering, and I'm failing, one who failed to understand. We have been dealing with the issue of homosexual in the past. Probably, I don't know how it started, but now, not only that. When we are reading stories here and there, when we are looking at what is happening in the society, we have kids, young kids, children that are being vulnerables at the hands of their own guidance. I'm talking about a boy child, a girl child that are being molested by their own biological parents at some point. And people are taking up these things. It go to court, it go anyway, and people are come up with a lot of excuses. It's a lie, it's word, it's not word. I had this, I was going through this. And somebody have to be accepted in the society after all the atrocity that one have done. And I'm failing. We are failing. What is happening? Why people are doing this, and why is it being accepted? Because slow by slow, small by small, whatever the move that is being done, at the end of the day, it's going to be a thing of a day. It's going to be looked at like, it's in the mo it's in the it's being done everywhere. It's understandable. You can reason, and one can run away with it. One can find a way of doing it, make it a normal thing, and you can always, I mean, at the end of the day, one will win this battle. How things were there in the past, where you as people in the society, as a neighbor, you can leave your kids with another person, with your neighbor. You cannot do it anymore. You can't. And I always take these things back to say that as much as probably we don't understand the whole facts of spirituality and other things. Because we I don't know, and I'm sure of many of us, as much as we are trying to see these things in a bigger picture, we don't have that certain answer to these things. And if we do, if we know the consequences, why is the society allowing some of these things to happen here and there? Again, please come through. Our number in the studio is 08333 66 091. 08333 66 091. That's our number in the studio. Eagle FM.
Oh, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
No, we are doing fine. How is it?
Well, fine. Okay, thank you very much for the presentation.
Yeah,
unfortunately, I will not say much on the subject because the I couldn't hear most of the issues. Yeah, so the center of discussion wasn't clear to me, maybe because of the ways and things like that. On the leadership I had when you were talking. So let me talk about what I have heard from you, which is very critical. And you did ask some, you know, post some questions. Is it normal, you know, all these things that are happening? like the one that you also stated. So the vulnerability of our children, boys and girl child, they are all vulnerable. And the society become also vulnerable. So when the society is affected by social contemporary issues, they become really disturbed. As you can see, the consequences, the emotional traumas and things like that. And it's not actually normal. The answer is not normal. It's just that we are losing this, the society is becoming so much moral decay. You see, perhaps I just want to agree with the Minister of Education. I think he was talking recently in one platform, I think it's here. I can't remember where he was really talking about this socialization process that we need to seriously. Because when we say education starts at home, what does it really mean?
Yeah.
So what does it mean? Does it mean that the parents, the guardians, and things like that, who are now becoming perpetrators of this sexual violence against the children, my brother? Their own guardians. So the socialization process from the religious perspective, and the, I think it really requires some kind of concept corrective effort, you know. Otherwise, we have a problem of, you see, of the gender. Because he was talking about this socialization process now to incorporate gender issue. The moment we understand the woman, the humanity, you know, you have studied those things yourself. It's your profession.
Yeah.
To go deep, but at least to preserve some of these good principles, these values. Otherwise, the respect of one person and things like that, and we have people boxing each other, is because the way you are bringing up the boy child, bringing up the girl child, and all these things, people are turning into some kind of thing. The University of Namibia also trying to bring some of this to reality. The way we dress, the way we comport ourselves. So thank you very much, Eldos. Like I said, the leadership on issues like that, I have not heard much. Unless it's some question that you did post to that Kwedi, that you can also post it to me so that I can see how I can digest it.
The question is a little bit simple, Angabwana. It's just to say how we see our society compared to the past. And I know whatever is happening now is not a new thing. The issue of homosexual always pop up here and there. But now we are normalizing these things. Back in the days, it's not something that people can discuss and entertain. But today, you have a case of a father figure that are raping their own kids. And some of them, they are even getting away with it. And small by small, slow by slow, how people are tackling the issue and try to reason and being logical around it. At the end of the day, in the near future, it's becoming a normal thing. How, as a society, were we supposed to take these things and accept to them? Who's supposed to give us a signal of saying, no, this is unacceptable? We don't have taboos anymore. Don't we have taboos anymore?
So, yes, you are right. That's why, you see, the Bible also mentioned about issues of people transforming themselves, you know, some of them making themselves women, some of them making themselves men, and all this kind of confusion there that you see. If you look at the, I know that some of this perspective really coincides with these moralities, you know, this issue of moral, and how really, like you see, people transforming themselves, not that they were created like that, you You understand? I'm just saying that there are those who are being transforming themselves and getting into some of those things that you have mentioned, homosexual and things like that. Of course, the when you see from the behaviors, the fruit and things like that, so there are fruits that can be retransformed into, you know, so discouraging some of the things that, you know, they are not societally acceptable, and maybe they are also in contrast to the word of God, like I quoted there. So those are some of the things. You see, it's a big problem. It's a violation of human rights, actually. I'm not that if you have to molest your child and you do all these things. So it's really an understanding that needs to be created, like you are saying there, and also to strengthen, because I don't know, because it's just immoral. You know? Society is becoming so wicked, and then you even do this thing to your own children. You can imagine. So, and we were told that children, the society and things like that. I really have a very big problem with that. So, and I know that people are saying, no, we don't know what they are doing in their own bedroom and bedroom. But, you know, it is already, it's like, it's like you are already promoting that thing.
Thank you very much, Dr. Bon.
Welcome.
You know, even the issue of saying, we don't know what other people are doing in their own bedroom and so on. What is people supposed to do in their own bedroom? If you're just not lying on bed and have your body to rest for something better. What I'm saying is, and where my issue is, or my problem is, it's how people or how the society is at this point in time. A lot of abnormal things are being assimilated to be normals. And as much as we are talking about them, as much as we are arguing about them, we are also coming up with so many reasons and logical points and different view of how to accept these things and live with them and make them life as normal.
Yes, my brother.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
Good, thank you, man.
Yeah, I think when it comes to the society of today, we have a big problem because I think we are not in ourselves. Even decision what we are, even we are not thinking of ourselves. Anything, and then we just copy and paste without adding anything. And this is what I'm seeing when it comes to the law which was passed recently. Because how many of us, and that thing, I think, is really, I'm putting it the way like Uncle Pani was saying, is a violation of women's rights. Really, they are violating Namibian rights. Because most of us, we are against that law. And remember, how many times that even people have spoken that, no, let us also have a say, if you are going to introduce that law of same-sex marriage, let us also have people who need like to have two wives, have an opportunity, which we used to do, and it was a traditional way.
Yeah.
Why? Because now, remember one thing. If you make this, or marry each other, there will be no offspring. And the people who want to produce, they sometimes they don't have any meaning. A meaning of the resource. Most people who are engaging on those are educated ones, who are having even money, able to adapt kids. At the end of the day, they are going to diminish our population. And why we are even in first place, we are finding ourselves in this mess with high unemployment and so on. Because our population is already small. And I don't know how really our government are thinking of it.
Do you know where the tragedy is?
Yeah.
their society, their environment, their country at large, or their continent should accept that homosexuality, same-sex marriage is accepted, but polygamy, which was practiced back in the days, is not accepted.
That's, you know, that's my contradiction of our government.
How is that possible? How are we supposed to live with that?
That is what I'm saying, my brother. Because if you go even to the place which you are admiring, like Dubai, it is happening. But why? In the candle way a program was practiced before our forefathers, it's not allowed. And now you are bringing in this Sodom Gomorrah same-sex marriage, which was even you guys are saying, it's against the what God will. It was in the Bible. And we are saying we are 90% of our, we are Christian. What happened there? What happened? Really, something, I think these people, they need to come to the ground of. And they tell us, what's all about? What's all about money? All about your mullah? My friend, sometimes you can just stand your ground, even you know that you are starving.
Yeah.
But really, these things are not going to take on a new way. And the way I'm seeing it, in the deep, I think we are going to be have a problem. Big one.
Don't we have a problem already?
Yeah. When you introduce that law, I'm telling you, we are having... You know why I'm saying so? Because we... Much we admire whatever it's come from Eastern Europe or America, then here we do it too much, extremely. You know, we too much abuse when it comes to law. I'm telling you, you might find it where you are applying the job, and then they will tell you, no, we want only GB, whatever, what they that word they use for you to qualify.
AGB.
Exactly, for you to qualify. And it will be a problem in this country, I'm telling you, the way I'm seeing it. I'm feeling sorry for my kid. And even if they are having that passport of one way, I want even to migrate to Uganda. That's the only way I think of to live in Namibia for my future generation, seriously.
Thank you very much, my brother.
All right, man.
Thank you. All right, 3 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock in the morning. It's a beautiful Saturday, and we are sitting with such issues. We are sitting with these kind of problems to say that a lot that is happening in our society now, so many things, so many issues, too many stories, abnormal stories, that we are trying to make them normals and accept them and make them the business of the day. And I understand a lot of people are benefiting from this. From the law point of view, law enforcement, from executive, judiciary, they are benefiting from these things. But looking at it and narrating it and go deep into it, most of the people that are benefiting in such kind of acts and such kind of immoral acts are not really the people that are being affected. And again, I'm going to ask you a question. How is it? How am I supposed, as a normal person? You see where the problem is? The problem is here that a lot of people, the understanding that many of us have, we have an understanding of things, how they supposed to be, how normal things supposed to be, how the world supposed to be run. But in reality, this is not what is happening. It's other way around. How am I supposed to live with the understanding that religious life, the world at large, did not accept the same-sex marriage. But now, all of a sudden, it's a story of a day. The same-sex marriage should be accepted, and everybody should be treated as equal, and everyone
apparently have rights to do whatever they want to do with their lives and to live how they want to live in the society. But something that used to be done in the past, that is polygamy, whereby one had a right of having more than one spouse, whether it's a man or a woman, is not on the discussion table. It's not allowed. It's not accepted. It cannot be entertained. But now, again and again, in the stories, in the news, you have somebody that's supposed to be a protector, a father figure. They are now taking part. They are not raping women anymore. Men are not raping women anymore. And I'm not saying they should rape women. I'm just saying how these things were viewed back then. It was not normal to hear somebody, to hear a woman that she was raped. It's not a normal thing. It's not accepted. But now, it's more than that. It's a boy child. It's a minor that is being raped, not by a stranger, by their biological parents, by an uncle, by a father, by a cousin. And we are going to stand in a court of law to defend ourselves. And when somebody gets away with it, we continue talking about it. And the more we are talking about it, and we are not acting, we are not solving anything. Somebody's getting away with murder. And when somebody's getting away with that, it's becoming normal. It's becoming a fashion. It's fashionable now. It's accepted for a young man who is probably somewhere, somehow, struggling with life, bump himself into a rich person who is a homosexual. Then they start practicing this for the sake of money and the sake of survival. The society will understand you. You are apparently a hustler. There's nothing that you can do. You have done it by all means it takes. You have survived. And you are not even shy of it. It's being promoted. You can encourage somebody to go and do it. Not only that you are promoting it, you are even protected. What is that? Why is normal, abnormal things are being accepted to be normal? We are behind time, but I'm going to take a last caller.
Hello, Ludro. How is the money?
No, it's wonderful.
Wonderful. Why we are having confusion in the country?
Exactly my question.
Huh?
That's what I'm questioning here.
Yeah. You see, Ludro, I think I agree with at a question in certain extent where he says that we are being governed by people who settled in those countries and they come back. Né? And what they have sponsored from that side is what they are actually bringing here, because their conscience have shifted from our African cultural norm and view and adopted the Western one. You see? That's just assuming that everything that they are making decision at, or everything that they are assuming that it's correct to them, it should also be correct to us. And I said it already, and I made it, on this platform on several occasions, I made it categorically clear that there's no way we can debate or try to promote sexual intercourse or those other kind of things, because it's only two people that go in the bedroom, two. And we don't know whether those people, they use their feet or their tongue or their head or their finger or whatever they use. None of our business. You understand?
Yeah.
I think an embargo, a moratorium was supposed to put already by the president. You see, even if you go to the shop and buy alcohol, the plastic to put in alcohol is black. Why? Because you don't need to see to see what is in. Because those things should not be promoted. And I think as much as a country like Namibia, and those people in the West and other countries, they are very clever. They know what they are doing, because they know, if you check what we're complaining in this country, we are complaining every day where we say, look, our natural resources and whatsoever.
Yeah.
And if you go to such extent, we have better things to focus, like what you put them there, genocide and this other kind of things.
Mm.
But we are not. We are better focusing to fight on things that's happening in the bedroom. You understand? That are not putting bread and butter in the issue. Even if you are doing it already, I think what this Sondom and other things is those things that you can compare with abortion. Yeah?
Yeah.
People complain about abortion in this country, but it's a substantial abortion is already there. You understand?
Mm. Even by the law.
Yes.
By the constitution, it's already there.
Yes, if abortion, if for example you have a pregnancy and that pregnancy become a threat to your life,
yeah,
something that become a threat to another life, you go to the doctor and the doctor write a description and says this pregnancy should be aborted because it's a threat to this person's life.
Yeah.
So it's the actual interpretation that people need to understand with intellectual basis, but. If we have a government that want to abet and protect and aid this kind of thing, this kind of confusion, like sodomy, bisexual, how do you call it? And now they must define. They must maybe. They don't even to define. I think it's a matter of time before 26 November, and we check in the government. And I agree also with what John Walenga says sometimes, because he says. If you check the people that where the leakage is coming from, those people, they were not even in the list of the SWAPO people that should be elected to go to parliament. It's people who were brought in by the president, you understand, who are not part of the ideology of whatever the country is trying to go forward. Because that's why now they are using this chance they get, yes? Because they know they are not in system of any political party. They are using their accreditation, but they are using now this chance they get, so that at the moment, because they know that next year they will not be in, and they will destroy society for us as long as, because they are using this this chance they got now to their best ability. Because these are people, if you go now, for example, and you go ask now, some of these people, and you check when did they join this political party, they are on the ticket of this political party, and the way they are using their position, or they are abusing the position of power or position of influence to be able to advance and abet these things that's going to destroy our society. It's very flabbergasting, and we need really to come to conclusion. Is it really as a country to, if you check all the other things, people went around to the country and debate and say, should we allow this? Should we allow this?
Yeah.
But why people do not go around the country and say, if you can be able to allow sodomy, if you can be able to allow gay marriage?
It's a long discussion that we are going to have here. But thank you very much for your views.
Thank you.
Bye. Quarter past the hour of 9 o'clock in the morning, and we actually supposed to end this show exactly at 9 o'clock. But thank you very much. Thank you to all the listeners. Thank you to those that have participated in the show. And again and again, it's a conversation that I don't know how we are going to live with it, but somewhere, somehow, if there is something that can be protected, by all means, by anyhow, let it be done. I'm thinking and contemplating on how a clergyman a clergyman is dealing with this. It's assimilating this, being a clergyman, being a religious person, being a pastor, being a priest, being a Christian leader. But again, if we are to go into history again, we are going to find out that it's not a new thing. It started long ago. It started with who. I don't know. My question is, the understanding that we have as normal human being of thinking that their world is normal and this is how probably the things supposed to be done, is it true? Or it's just a say, is it probably just a say and a talk on the table, but is it not really, it's not true. It's not genuine. Because what we are seeing on the ground at this point in time, somewhere, somehow, innocent people are being killed, war can wrapped up any time. People are supporting murder, abnormal things that things that we thought they were abnormal, they are becoming normal now. I just don't know. We don't know. I don't know. A lot of people don't know. But there's a group of people that probably knows. And they're also not willing to come out and say, no, this is how is it. This is how we are running the world. This is just another picture of selling you dreams and thinking that things are normal, but they are not normal. But anyway, like I said, this was Igel Analysis. My name is Rudolf Yambo, and we continue having this kind of conversation here and there. The main aim is to inform one another, is to educate one another, and probably entertain one another at some point. For today, it's enough. It's a goodbye from me.
Are you struggling to get through to the studio? Well, send us a message on our SMS line on 1040. SMSs cost $5 Namibian.
Is it possible to love a bank? Let's take a journey together on a scenic route lined with the rich tapestry that defines us as a people, where threads of unique stories are woven together to make us one. Land of the bravest. With every heartbeat, we are in this together. Dedicated through the ups and downs to our people, our communities, and our nation. Because yours is a relationship worth banking on. As a truly Namibian bank, we speak all 13 languages, plus one, your love language. Is it possible to love a bank? Come, journey with us. Bank Vintag, a member of Capricorn Group.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Ovili, otai denge. Mihangano le Rongo Red, uleli longi kidaku hovela ni valulo le fimbo, olo la shalako, hano TID rollover. Uke faveshivo malusheno, utava hangwa ino mola dota diva tongololif. Ila ikupa uhupituche, TID, uetai tongololifa efiku ne fimbo kucha olusheno loe olalandero inaini. osho tashikwa shilipale kekucha, enu mola itajidulo kulongifwa, oshikando shidulife pushimu. Okufika mumafikwele milongo mbali nane ya novemba ndoma vavainu milongo mbali nane, umotankuli longushu yo ule fimbo la turuwa po melonge kidokeshe loka kifa kolusheno, omo yoma kwa teruwa koe. Muru washo fimbo le longifo le enu mola doshimari washo lusheno moka kifa keshe kwa TID, otalike uya pehulilo efikolo tolo. Mbela oshini mashechanga hao muru washikeshino kutalika koshino shilong. Opo utulo kutula kolusheno loeko ni maoshi kongasho ule fimbo lo la turuwa po, hano TID rollover, Unoku kwa shilipaleka kuchoka kefa kwee, okatura pamfika, ota wendele pamwene fimbo, omanga e fimbo lo shikonga lo latura po inaliu ya pehulilo, ile inalipuako. Openu mikalo dilimbali, oto toduro kuninga, opoka kefa kwee, ukatura pamfika, oto upumbiwa. Omkalo oteto yokucha, ovana ilonga vihangano de rongo red, ile vihangano lo laulikuwa kulinekelerua oshina kuanifwa, vena omitevo ilonga vota viva tongo lolifa, otavakala no shina kuanifwa shokutula mwelu ndulu kolo pe fimbo, moka kefa kwee. Oma fikuwa vana ilonga verongo red, taike uya menele mweni jingono kodo shuwana, otaka kala shivifiro shuwana kwa mapanja o ikundani kio paungoba. Omkalu mtivajo yo kucha, oka kefa kwee otodulo kukatula pamfika welu ndulu kwa talipumbi wave mweni, osho toshi ningi no kutalela poembele wa dehangano verongo red, ile uvadenge longodi, opove kukwa fele. Hano kwa shili pale kakucha, oka kefa kwee kaningi welu ndulu kolo pefimbo olo talipumbiwa, omango mafikuwezo milongo mbali nana novemba, uondoma veja vainu milongo mbali nane inafika. Opo uhekeli haluke wapate waponje maya kulolusheno. Kwa uyelele udulife pwau, indame kwa tafana na vokongo di haidenge roshari, yungwei hamano, onolave livatatu. Erongo red, power to the people.
Hey Maria. This girl is always on her phone. She's not alone though. Hey Maria, fun fact for you.
Okay, and what is that?
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? In today's ever-increasing digital world, why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? And where is that, you might be asking? The device that's in your pocket or palm right now. With over 300,000 active users around the world, between the Eagle FM app and the Imba mobile app, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming event, wedding, vacancy, funeral, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Get with the times. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to a page of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Listen to Eagle FM.
Erongo Red, otako ngoma pinda fuli, nga shingo ingaka. Gakwathere, eholize po jurunga wongozi, zongo poro. Oshiri eka uronyanga, ndoka harieta onzima urusheno ina ilonge kizwa. Washie tisao, oshiponga kega minoko shuwana. Uongozi ziri kombata, ohazivuro kwe tisa, ere mano nenge eso. Ohashiro ndeke wo, ifuta urusheno. Uwilongi kithatu okuya moshipara uurunga wongozi zongoporo. Zengira kongozi oshari, ungo ikhamano, uondora ziri ndatu. Nenge, nora kitatu imu imwe, uoni ziri mbali, mbali ndatu ukhiyari ndatu. Uropote efekero juringiringi kekhe, mwana ngui, irongo red. Otaka njaru pandu, wakatiko konyera. Kuyerele kekhe, tofarasigo, ometro mipandiko, jowana kuninga omionina. Irongo red, power to the people.